those first team reps?
You know, a little rusty. You know, just trying to get the feel and knock the rust off and get back into the flow of things and, you know, go out here and showcase what we all can do.
Is it one of those things, kind of sink or swim, you're getting thrown right into it so that rust comes off a little bit quicker? Is that an advantage to you, kind of disadvantage? Speak to that a little bit.
I think everyone's a little bit rusty. You know, we had a month off and then coming back and, you know, just trying to get back in the flow of things. We had a good offseason, good spring. So coming out for training camp, that's the time for you to get ready for the regular season.
Obviously, it's not something that anybody expected, but we're kind of with all the turnover and all the offseason things that happened specifically at your position. I mean, what do you just make of that? And obviously now, that making an opportunity for yourself.
You know what? I just got to, you know, keep my head to the grindstone. You know, just keep working and make the most of every opportunity that comes my way.
A little bit easier playing with catcher passes from Brady. I know in Mallett and Tebow and whatnot, but it makes it your job a little easier catching from a future Hall of Famer there.
You know, they're all great quarterbacks, but like you said, future Hall of Famer, you know, you can't compete with that.
What are you taking away from him in your route running? Is he giving you kind of the advice where to cut? You know, what are you really soaking in from playing with Brady?
Everything that I can. You know, the guy's been doing it for a long time. He's been doing it at a top level. So anything I can learn from the man, I take from him every single day.
What's it like to have a full year under your belt coming back here? Is it a lot easier this time around for you?
You know, it's nice to be in a system for a little bit of time, you know, especially a system as complicated as this. It's nice to, you know, come out and have a little bit, you know, at easiness. I mean, it's always forever changing, so it's always nice to, you know, have a little bit of a background to fall back on.
Right. And last year, during this time, you were dealing with some injuries. Is this making it, I'd say, do you think this would make your season a lot easier to just get back out there right away?
I mean, anytime you can participate with the team, you know, that's the best way for you to get onto the field. So being out here every single day during training camp is my goal. And, you know, so far we're off to a good start. We're only 2 days in, but.
What makes it more complicated than other systems?
You know what, it's just terminology, you know, because I mean that's the biggest difference in a lot of teams. But, you know, it's very complex, and, you know, it's not easy to pick up, but it's fun. It makes it fun because they change things around and they do a lot of different things.
How did you characterize your season last year, Daniel, from a personal standpoint?
How
did you characterize it?
Oh, man, you want one word, or, you know, how much time you got?
I got a lot of tape.
Oh. You know what? I'm a competitor, so I mean, I wanted to go out there and compete, and I wish I could have participated a little bit more. But, you know, yeah, ultimately they're going to put whoever on the field that they see fit. So I got to show them that I'm fit enough to do it.
How different is the dynamic now that you're sort of the experienced guy who's helping in that room? Has it changed things for you at all?
Well, it's interesting because I came in last year as the oldest guy, so I mean I've always been a little bit more experienced. But being in the system for a year now, you know, I feel a little bit more experienced, especially with the two rookies coming in, so I can kind of show them the ropes and help them out a little bit.
How do you think they're doing early on, obviously?
Right. I mean, it's still early to tell, but I think they're out here and they're working hard just like everyone else.
Does it feel a little bit like Rams East out here with Amendola?
I'm sorry?
Does it feel like Rams East, you know, all those guys you played with in St. Louis?
You know, it's always nice anytime you walk into a locker room and you have some familiar faces, you know, but Danny's a great player, you know, and Hooman, I was out there in St. Louis with both those guys, and they're both great players, and they both work hard. You can't ask for anything more.
What can Amendola bring to this offense since you played with him before in St. Louis?
I think he can bring a lot. You know, I mean, I think he's going to be out there, and he's going to be working hard, and he's going to do everything that he can to produce the way that we need him to.
Everybody seems to want to compare him to Welker. How do you see the two?
They're different.
How so?
Different names.
How are their games?
You know what? It's still to be determined. You know, I haven't really been out there and played with Danny in a long time, so I can't necessarily say that their games are completely different or they're similar. Still waiting to see myself.